Serpent of Fire, 9th of December, 2004. In 7620 BC, the fiery serpent circled the sun, its sevenfold impact course with Earth begun. Landing in each and every ocean of the world, stories of flood, fire, and destruction still told. Every race from every place tells of how all was displaced. As the waters rose, as day turned to night and froze, all life that was known ceased, overthrown, never to return if not for the few who through some vision of God knew, told to collect mating pairs, seeds and heirs. As the waters receded and the skies cleared, they planted the crops, returned animals and insects to the field, overturned the destruction that all so feared. Slowly life returned to the tortured lands, stories of which passed from mouth to hands, woven into myth and mystery of memories past, so as we would not forget these turbulent times, important for the youth for us to remind. This most destructive of truths never left behind. 4,000 years went by, then the watchers grew nervous, as they spotted another ball of fire circling out of the sky. Knowing its path, they resolved to try to warn others in rule in their place of palace, to save the knowledge and life of the human race. Around 3150 BC, a comet struck the Mediterranean Sea, bringing destruction to all circa that be. Forewarning they had through Enoch the Wise, educated by Uriel of the ways of the luminaries of the skies. Preparation was made, ways to survive devised, knowing carved into pillars of stone, bowies and jacan thrown into the fiery winds of fate, later found by Egyptian and Jewish states, helped rebuild the knowledge base of the world. Civilization returned, seasonal fertility reborn, continuation of our species confirmed.